So hello again. In this video, I want to talk about the three stages of transformation when people go through the Knight method of transformation. Now, just to recap, the Knight method is a toolbox of personal development strategies and techniques to guide you into being the happiest, healthiest, most evolved version of yourself, so that you can actually live the life that you want to live and that you've come here to live, so that you can fulfill your potential. And these techniques teach you how to step fully into your authentic self so that you can feel good physically, mentally, emotionally, and live the life that you want to live. And as I mentioned before, we have to understand that the root cause of problems often run much deeper than we may originally have thought. So for example, many, or we could maybe even most, physical symptoms and mental symptoms, which is more things like, you know, how we think and psychosis and depression, anxiety, these sort of things. They rarely have a physical cause. So the solution is not only going to be found at a physical mind level. We're going to have to look deeper. And essentially that's looking at our whole life, looking at what's going on emotionally, look at what's going on in our environment, look at our past. It's the total package that we have to look at. Now, as I also spoke about in the previous video, what we're doing here is we're transforming. We're transforming one thing into another, which is another way of saying we're evolving as well. But in order to evolve, we have to transform. Now, in medieval times, they used to refer to this as transforming lead into gold. And whilst, yes, they may have been trying to literally transform lead into gold, what we're trying to do internally inside us is transform lead into gold. So transformation is a complete change in the appearance or character of something, especially so that that thing or in person is improved. And once we transform something, it is not as it was before. So when we heal, we actually become a different person. And this is the true meaning of healing, because the original meaning of the word to heal is to become whole. So transformation, from my perspective, is all about creating positive, authentic, true, lasting change, so that one's life just gets better and better and better. We feel happier, we get healthier, our consciousness evolves, we become more intelligent, and we become wiser. So there are three stages of this transformation process when I work with people or when people work with a coach. First of all, identification of the problem. We must first of all identify the root cause of the problem. So this can also be called the root cause analysis part. So for example, I've used this example before, but it's a great example. If your car breaks down and you don't know what's caused the problem, you take it to a mechanic. If they cannot isolate, is it the electronics? Is it the radiator? Is it the engine? They cannot possibly know what tools to use, what parts to order, and how to do the repair. We must identify the cause of the problem. And when we do that, internally, something starts to shift with this recognition or recognition of the cause of the problem. And this is usually the first missing piece, because everybody has what's called their dark side of the moon, which means they can't see their own stuff. And it doesn't matter how much you try, you just can't see it. And one of the downsides of this is that we can flail around for years looking for an answer, thinking that we can solve it ourselves and not getting anywhere. But what then happens is that we get more and more frustrated, we get more sick, more unhappy, we're going round and round in circles, and we're just not making progress. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're in business or you want to lose weight or you want some help with your accounts, whatever it is, you go to a specialist. Okay, so for example, the other day I had a computer guy here because there are things on my computer that are annoying me that I have no idea how to sort. And so finally, after probably about a year of thinking, you know what, it's not terrible what's going on, it's not creating huge problems, but it would be really good if this was sorted. After about a year, I thought, you know, finally it's time to get the computer guy in. So had the computer guy in 5 minutes he had me sorted. And for a whole year I've been putting up with these little annoying things happening on my computer. So this is what it's like when you come to a specialist in root cause analysis like myself. We can help you see what you just cannot see because you haven't been trained to see it, but also from a psychological perspective, we hide a lot of stuff from ourselves. And ultimately, that's just a lack of awareness, and it's also sometimes self-protection. So we must identify what's causing the problem. And when I say problem here, I mean either the illness or the unhappiness or whatever it is that's turning up in our life that we don't want. The second stage is resolution. And that is all about solution. It's all about change. This is where the transformation happens. It's all about solving the problem, applying solutions. And when we do that, then we're able to really start stepping into our full capacity, our full power to live the life that we really want to live. So we break through all the barriers, we get rid of all the stuff we don't want, and then we can actually really start moving forward in our life. So to go into a bit more detail about the identification process, the recognition, root cause analysis part of the three stages. As I said, it's a recognition or a recognition of the root cause of the problem. And this can either be done one-to-one, which has to be done with a practitioner, or it can be done in a workshop, in a group environment by somebody who's trained in the Knight Method root cause analysis system. So why is it that we need guidance? Well, as I've already mentioned, because we can never see all our own stuff. It doesn't matter how hard we try, we just cannot see it, and it's called the dark side of the moon. It doesn't matter which way we look at the moon from or what phase it's in, we can't see part of the moon. The second thing is it takes skill to be able to do this. So it took me about 10 years to really put this root cause analysis system together, and it was the result of my own 25-year journey of trying over 220 therapies and training in multiple methods and just seeing, well, what works and what doesn't work and what works the quickest, because as far as I'm concerned, I want it to be quick and efficient and to help people get back on track as soon as possible. So for example, what took me 20 years I can now help people do in 3 months. I mean, that is the difference now. And the third thing is we need to feel emotionally safe. So we need to do it with somebody who knows how to keep this emotional safety, whether it's in a one-to-one situation or in a group environment. Now remember, a core concept here is that we heal a whole person's life, not a health condition, not an illness. We heal a whole person and a whole person's life. And this is why we have to take into account whole person's life and everything that has happened to them in their life that has now led them to be where they are at this precise moment in time. So in stage one, we're identifying what the problem is. We're isolating the cause of the problem, which, as I mentioned, is either a one-to-one consultation, it's in a group workshop, and there are different workshops for both the public who are just wanting to do it for themselves and for health professionals who want to learn how to do this with their patients or their clients. So in a one-to-one session, it is a 90-minute consultation of a whole life assessment, where we look at the big picture, like a helicopter view of somebody's life, and the fine detail, and all the bits of information that need to be revealed in that session will be revealed. And then once that is done, the cause has been identified, which then allows the solution to reveal itself. Because once the cause is identified, the solution becomes very, very clear. If it's done in a group workshop for the public, then it may be 1 or 2 days. It will be something along the lines of become your own health detective, because I want to help people to understand how to identify things for themselves, how to become more self-aware and understand the connection, for example, between stress, emotions, and symptoms. And it brings a lot of internal revelations and aha moments, and oh wow, I didn't know that, and I wish I'd known that before, this sort of thing. And in a group workshop for professionals, this will be longer. It's still the root cause analysis. One still has to do it for oneself first. It's absolutely essential to do it for oneself first, which is very fascinating. It's a very fascinating process to go through. And then we can help others do it too. So stage two is the resolution of the problem. And that is all the solutions. And for example, there are going to be many aspects to this. For example, learning how to self-manage and reduce symptoms of pain, fatigue, and unhappiness. Learning how to increase self-confidence, self-love, self-esteem, self-value, emotional mastery training, how to heal traumas, how to heal shocks, how to replace unhealthy habits with new healthy habits. There are many, many different aspects to this. And in a one-to-one situation, this will all be tailor-made. And in a group situation, core themes will be covered. We will also perhaps be covering how to stop bullies and unfair treatment, because this is very common. It is super important to learn how to have guilt-free self first. In other words, not be guilty for looking after oneself and making oneself a priority. We must know how to do work-life balance and manage our time. We need to know how to deal with people. There are many different aspects to this resolution aspect of the method. So stage two is normally carried out through a personalized coaching program if we're working one-to-one, and that will last for 3 to 6 months. Usually people only need three, sometimes people need a little bit more. But the point is, we're going through a process of transformation during that time where you literally will not be the same person that you were when you went in. When you come out the other side, you will be much more self-aware. You will be more aware of your habits, of what caused your unhappiness and your illness. You will know how to do things differently. You will be making better choices, and you will know how to do that in a step-by-step fashion. So in other videos, I'm going to be going through the 9 pillars of health mastery and other topics. For example, the 9 pillars of health mastery is all about the 9 core life areas that we need to address if we want to reach mastery of our health and well-being.